going to say a prayer for our message. Gracious God, as you came to be with us on that first Christmas, help us this Christmas to come close to you through the preaching of your scripture. Amen. So this year we moved from the Waikato to Whangarei and to train as a minister. We've done most of the unpacking by now, believe it or not, that was back in August. But still, when it came to December 1st, I was looking everywhere for the nativity scene. Impossible to find it, and impossible for me to do without it. Really wanted it. So I decided to search on, guess where? Trade me. Bought a beautiful set featuring Mary, Joseph, one shepherd, and three wise men. I was so thrilled with the purchase. I really was, because the figures were really meticulously crafted. Very beautiful, a great bargain. But I began to think about what was missing. It looked kind of bare. No inn or manger for Jesus. And as for the shepherd, well, he had the crook, but no sheep. And the wise men had no star to follow. And the biggest problem, no angels. The new figurines I'd purchased were beautiful, but the scene was really not complete. So let's see what happened. I cobbled together something in cardboard and a bit of silk that I had in the cupboard for Mary and Joseph's shelter. And we'd had a great morning tea at Tikipanga doing decorations. That's one of our other church sites up in Tikipanga. And I'd made the star decoration, which hung from a stick collected in the garden, and things began to look a little more complete. A couple of other trade me bids later, and some sheep arrived, and then the angels. And in that way, little by little, the nativity set was complete. Here it is with the star above the inn and the angels, and a close-up. But on one morning in December, I woke very early, and this was the sight through our lounge window. It's not photoshopped. It made me think of Luke 2, verse 14. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests. So I'd like to use my little story today to think about some of these questions. What if there had been just a half-complete nativity on that day? What if there were no angels or no shepherds? And what if the wise men were just men or people, no star to follow? Let's find out. So as I said, I'm going to need some volunteers, angels, shepherds, and wise men. It's not a full-blown nativity play, but we're going to have some fun. It's Christmas morning. Okay. Let's start with the angel of the Lord. I'm wondering if somebody would be the angel of the Lord. Ah, Alicia wants to be the angel of the Lord. Oh, that's nice. Thank you. Okay.
Where's your little costume here? Here it is. Come over. You can put this on you. I think it looks like some pretty good wings, don't you think? We'll move you here. We'll just go like this. Turn around. Think she's good enough for an angel? Yeah, I think so. Well done. Okay, so in Luke verse 10, we heard this morning what the angel said. And are you okay to read this for us?
Do not be afraid. I bring good news that will cause great joy for all the people.
So just stay there, angel. We haven't finished yet. The angel was the deliverer of the good news of peace and joy.
That's what the angel was important for. Euangelion. Euangelion is the word. The people of Jesus' day were familiar with this euangelion. We can hear the word angel in there. It's quite amazing. Euangelion means good news. People lived under Roman rule, and the emperor was considered a god. His spirit protected the empire and provided peace through military might. But it was a false peace, a peace gained through oppression of the countries they occupied. But the emperor's presence was always announced with the trumpet of good news. This angel announced a very different kind of good news. And it was so unexpected. What did you say, angel?
Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths, lying in a manger.
As our little films from the kids said this morning, a manger with the animals and all the hay and the poop. They won't be expecting that, but it was the real good news of peace and joy. And now we can all join in with the angel because it said it was a whole host of angels, not just one. Let's say it together. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to whom his favour rests. And what type of peace is this? It certainly did not mean political peace, even in Jesus' day. King Herod was already set on killing Jesus as a threat to his own power. In that objective, he then went about and killed all baby boys in Bethlehem. No different to today, in some ways, as innocent children pay the price of war made by leaders' decisions. The peace of the angels was reconciliation. It was peace between humanity and God. God had come to live and dwell amongst us to bring shalom. And this word shalom has the meaning of wholeness, things the way they should be for us. And as that Hark the Herald Angels hymn said, God and sinners reconciled. That's the type of peace. Jesus provided the way for our relationship with God and with others and with the natural world to have peace, to be the way it should be, the way God wanted it and intended it from the time of creation. Okay, thank you, Angel. Thank you. Give her a round of applause. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Now let's see about the shepherds. Have I got anybody who likes to
walk or hike? Would you be a shepherd for me? Come on. Uh-oh. Oh, he's been walking too much. Take a look. Oh. What about this? Okay. Wicked. There you go. Not so bad. Anybody else? I've got one more hat. Oh. There you go. Hey, thank you, you guys. There, we've got a crook. We've got something on your heads because it's pretty cold and starry in Bethlehem. Do they really look like shepherds? There's no sheep. The scripture says there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. Who wants to come and be a flock? Oh, yeah, hey, I heard that. Somebody, maybe? Any visitors? Any visitors want to come up? Oh, please. She'll be a sheep. Oh, that's so good. They've got one little sheep here. Oh, thank you, sheep. Okay. So let's see what the shepherd said. I'm going to give you also a little piece of paper here. You want to come forward towards the microphone.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night.
And together,
let's go to Bethlehem and see the thing that's happened, which the Lord has told us about.
Oh, very good. Just stay there for a minute. Stay there for a minute. That's right. And now maybe the sheep can tell them what happened next. Can you tell us, sheep, what happened next?
Microphone.
Oh, yes, the sheep say bah, but please, could I have a human sheep voice?
So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them.
Oh, thank you, sheep. So just stay there, because remember, at first we had no shepherds, or we had shepherds. We didn't know they were shepherds because they had no sheep. So the shepherds were the humble, trusting witnesses, and they didn't keep their mouths shut. We agree, don't we, sheep? Yes. It sounds like sheep are the ones that generally can't keep their mouths shut. But without the shepherds, no one would have ever witnessed this miraculous happening. God chose humble witnesses. The shepherds trusted the words of the angels and obeyed straight away. They went with haste. They were definitely terrified. Look a bit terrified, but hey, that didn't stop them. They went to look for themselves. They even had to walk with difficulty, and they went leaving behind their job. They left the sheep. No, they dragged them along. Their job and their responsibilities, their livelihood, and when they returned, they told everyone, glorifying and praising God. Thank you, shepherd and sheep. And now finally, the wise men. Now, who would like to be wise men? This is the most beautiful heirloom crown. Come on up, guys, please. I'm so glad. Thank you, Tom. No, here you go. I think this was made by somebody in our parish.
Oh, lovely.
Beautiful, isn't it? And guess what? We think that there are only three wise men, but that's because there were three gifts. But there can be more than three. So if anybody still thinks these crowns are beautiful and wants to wear one, anybody else? Yes, it was a myth that they were actually three, or an assumption, because they had three gifts. Now, what question did they ask? Let me see if I've got wise men. Okay, what question did the wise men ask? Here we go, there's one paper, there's another couple. We're going to say it all together. One, two, three.
Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him.
Wow, thank you. Now stay there. Make sure you're in a line and looking at the front so everybody can see your beautiful crowns. Oh, as I said, coming out of the box when delivered to my house, these statues seemed like kings, but were they really wise men? They became wise when they saw the star to follow. So here you go. Isn't that nice? There's the star. Just stay there for a minute and let's explore about the Magi. The Magi were the unexpected journeyers and worshippers. They were non-Jewish, but they were the first to come and worship this new king. And it was their Babylonian religion, a different one, of looking into astrology that drew them to Jesus. How amazing. Their presence signals that the cosmos had changed and is changing. Something very different had happened. All peoples of the earth drawn in to follow and worship the one true God. The Magi seek Jesus out to worship him for who he is, and they look beyond the humble circumstances of Jesus' birth. In their wisdom, the Magi realize that Herod is lying when he says he wants to worship this new king. They listen to God's warning in a dream, and they go home a different way. Thank you, wise men, for being so wise. You're still wise men, still follow. He said, have we been demoted? No. You still follow. So there's our nativity scene, and I thank you, everyone. One more round of applause. And let's just take a few moments to take in the wonder of the nativity. This nativity scene is more than just something that happened around 2,000 years ago. God's presence in his Son, Jesus, remains with us today, right here in our joy together this morning as we laughed and as we worshipped right now through the power of the Holy Spirit. So this Christmas, do you stand in the power of the Nativity? And who do you stand with? Do you stand with the angels as the deliverer of the great news of peace and joy? Telling people by what you say and by what you do that Jesus is the way to find that peace with God that we and the world so desperately need. And we accept this peace by accepting Jesus. Do we stand with the shepherds, humble, trusting this message of grace and salvation, even if it seems really strange and so unexpected? A baby born, trusting that maybe we don't understand everything about it, but we can be brave to not get caught up too much in the busyness of the festivities, but come as you have today and get close to Jesus, to the light. And in the ordinary, in the everyday, we can glorify and praise God. And what about as wise men? Perhaps it is hard to stand with these unexpected juniors because following God in the highs and the lows, the doubts and the fears of life is not always easy. And you may not even be at a point of believing yet, like that through that star, God will reveal his way. And you might feel like magi from some unexpected place, drawn to Jesus even closer at Christmas. Maybe people around you are sick of the religion of no God, sick of the God of money and materialism, and are looking for the star that leads them and the whole world back to shalom, the ultimate love, the way it should be. As the cliche says, wise men still seek him. No matter who we stand with in the nativity, there is joy because of the hope of Jesus Christ. All of these characters experienced extreme joy. May you experience joy that only the hope in Jesus brings at Christmas. Amen.